Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I am your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you create a better life through complete connection to yourself, to others, and the world around you. Today we're going to be talking about something I like to call the law of reciprocity. This is not what you think of in the business world when you say that. They'll talk about reciprocity and say that when you give somebody something, they tend to want to give you something or do something for you. And this is true, but that's not what I'm talking about here. Perhaps in a small way it is. So the law of reciprocity is not new. It's really age old, and it's so very simple and so very true that we've kind of lost it. So quite often in your daily life, it goes like this. In loving, I am loved. In giving, I am given. So pick any verb, X, and it will be true that in Xing, I am Xed, right? So let me give you some examples. In loving, right, ing, I am loved. In giving, I am given. That's the one we're used to in the marketing world. In hating, I am hated. It's this big idea that what goes around comes around. What you put out into the world comes back to you. Not always on the same channel. That's why we don't always recognize it as a direct ramification of what we've been doing. Because sometimes you may give love along, one channel towards someone else, but then you may receive love from quite a different direction. But it's all the direction of this world. So in loving, I am loved. In giving, I am given. In hating, I am hated. If you put hate out into the world, I don't care who it's towards, hate will come back to you. In serving, I am served. In learning, I am learned. In knowing, I am known. These two are fun. In learning, I am learned. In knowing, I am known. So when you seek to go and learn about the world, about the divine, whatever aspect you're interested in, about anything, you may want to go learn about archaeology or languages or history or astrophysics. Whatever. When you go seek to learn about that, to know about that, what you're ultimately doing is knowing and learning about yourself. Yourself as your true self, your divine self, as you exist, as the oneness, because it's all you. So let's take a look at some more. In feeding, I am fed. So when you feed others, you are ultimately feeding yourself because you are them, they are you. In acting on, I am acted on. In receiving, I am received. So this is the other direction of in giving, I am given, right? When you give into the world, you find that you receive a lot or you are given. Well, this is the other end of that. In allowing that receiving, right, allowing something to come into you, to be received into you, you are received into the rest of the world. And that's a little bit different direction than the giving and then being given, right? You have to allow yourself to receive. And that's something that a lot of us may struggle with. But when you allow yourself to receive, you find that you are received in whole back into the world. In holding, I am held. And this one is kind of interesting. So you can take this in a couple of directions. If you hold something in love or in caring or in regard, you will be held in love and caring and regard. Why? Because you are everything. Everything is you. And you'll feel the effect of that in your world on a practical level. But you could also see in holding as stifling or stopping. So if you are stifling something or holding on to something, not allowing it to flow away from you or to you, you're stopping it, then you are held up in total. You are stagnated in total. In protecting, I am protected. This is an interesting one, that you need to approach it protecting something from a place of love, not from a place of fear, but that's a separate discussion. When you protect things, you will find other things protect you. In healing, I am healed. This is one of my favorite ones, personal favorite. When you work to heal others, you are ultimately working to heal yourself. And in a real practical way, in uniting, I am united. And my favoritest of all favorites, in being, I am. And you can feel the power behind that one. So we know that what we put out into the world comes back to us like ripples on the water. We know this. What goes around comes around, right? People have said it forever. But I don't think we really always understand it. It's not just philosophical platitude. It's a physical truth. If you put hate out into the world, you are, in essence, because all is one, hating yourself. By hating yourself, you draw hate to yourself. You attract more of it and naturally feel more hate in your life. So in hating, I am hated. If you put out hate towards others, you end up physically living in a hateful reality. If you send love out, you are loving yourself as the larger humanity, as the larger existence. So you attract more love, and your world becomes a loving place. You see and feel love all around you, literally and physically. When you receive from others, you are received by others. When you heal others, you are healed within yourself as well. When you unite others, you are made whole. When you act on the world, you are acted upon in the same way. That's why we get sayings like, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Because they will do unto you exactly as you have done to them. Just not always the exact same people. But it doesn't matter because we're all one. The sacred texts say, give and it will be given. And the reason we don't always see it is that we may receive it back through a different route than the one that we sent it out on, right? You might help someone, and then someone completely different will help you. But it's all one, right? It's all one big system. It's all the same. We might send love to one person and then receive love from a different person. We might give to a charity and receive a pay raise at work or some other good fortune. So think of your actions as affecting the world at large, the system that is humanity. Then you can see how your grumpy attitude this morning at work came back to you through your teenager this evening. And you will see how helping that older woman carry her groceries last weekend came back as a new opportunity at work. We should be looking for opportunities every day to send out love, joy, freedom, healing, and other things that we would like to receive. But the most profound of all of these is this: in being, I am. Being is the only verb that has no action. I am is another phrase for the divine. So we can see that in the practice of being, just existing quietly in the present moment, we become the divine, or we welcome the divine, or we'll otherwise find the divine there, just by existing in the present moment. It's an opportunity to connect with the divine. So contemplate these ideas. Think about a good question for your homework today is going to be, what do you want to have more of in your life? And therefore, how can you send that out into the world? Whatever it is you'd like to have in your life, how can you give it into the world? How can you send it out so that you may then receive it? Thank you for joining me today. If you have questions, thoughts, ideas, just follow the links in the show notes and let me know what's going on in your world. And as always, I'll be wishing you, Purna Asati, complete connection.